Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week, we learn the story behind that vanity plate. The one you saw driving down the road? What did it say? What did it mean? Why did they choose it? This week, we meet Ralph Cans of Oakland, California. He shares the story behind his license plate, Tripod, a community started to support families with three-legged dogs and cats. Ralph is a member of the Tripod's Foundation board and previously managed three Tripod German Shepherds. Currently, he and his wife have one Tripod German Shepherd. Learn about these special people and their even more special dogs, and hear about how the Tripod community was born. Plus, stick around till the end as I face a heartfelt realization about a furry family member of my own. That's this week on Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm really excited to have Ralph Cans with us today from Oakland, California. He was actually recommended to me by the owner of a website that we're going to talk a lot about today on our interview. Welcome to the show, Ralph.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you. Now, you have a license plate, and your license plate is Tripod, T-R-I-P-A-W-D. Can you tell us what that says, what that means?
It was a name created by Jim Nelson and Renee Agardano for their website. They actually have trademarked it, but commonly three-legged animals have been called tripods for a long time, but just like a tripod for a camera. And they sort of put their own twist on it with P-A-W-D, T-R-A-P-A-W-D, or of course, pod animals.
Yes. For a camera has three legs, tripod for a dog who has three paws. I think that's absolutely adorable. Now you're a part of that organization and you help them out and you're on the board. Can you tell us a little about the Tripod organization, what they do, what they stand for?
Yeah, well, there's actually two entities. There's one that Jim and Renee run, which is the tripods.com, which was the original entity that they set up when their dog Jerry had to have an amputation and became a tripod, was their inspiration for the whole thing, which led them, and now they've written the book about Be More Dog following on that. But then about a few years ago, after a lot of discussions, I joined with them to create the Tripods Foundation, which provides assistance to tripod owners for a number of different things.
I was on their website and it's a really wonderful resource. In fact, what I was looking at, it says like, start here if you're new to the site. And they talk about resources available for dogs and cats facing amputation. And what I realized is, you know, that really could be very scary for somebody to face. Like if you have an animal and you're told that they need to have a leg amputated, you might worry if they can even live. And I know that you actually have a dog in your past that got you started with the Tripod organization. And you told me a story when we were talking before, and this is from Cody Ray's story, that she was actually abandoned because she had an injury. Can you tell us her story?
In July of 2005, she was dumped in the night drop box at the Oakland Animal Shelter. She had wire wrapped around her rear leg, her right rear leg. And she was left with a note saying, please put her to sleep because she's in so much pain. And at the time, she was probably about an 8-month-old German Shepherd.
Wow.
With a lot of energy. And we suspect she was tied up in a backyard here in East Oakland and probably spun around and wound the wire up on her leg and it became necrotic and they could not save the leg. And she was almost euthanized, but somebody there saw something And they found a local vet who did the surgery, removed her right rear leg at no charge to the shelter. And that was where we ran into her. It was almost a month later when we first saw her in the shelter. And part of that is large breed tripod dogs tend to be very hard to adopt because people want their, especially large breed dogs, to be very active. They're not lap dogs. So like a Chihuahua that's three-legged is usually pretty easy to adopt, but it's not the same story with large breeds like Labradors or, you know, Retrievers or German Shepherds or those kind of breeds.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you're worried you might have to carry them around. Maybe they're too heavy. And this was your first time adopting a tripod dog. What kind of things did you kind of have to go through and think about, you and your wife, when you decided to adopt her?
Actually, my wife did most of the research, but started to look around online, see what she could find out about it. You know, what's the long-term, what are the long-term implications? And we had the opportunity then through a local rescue group, they agreed to take her. Part of what happened was my wife contacted them and said, if you get this dog out, we'll foster her. And while we were fostering and trying to find her a home, we were also researching, well, what are we looking at long-term with this? And the more we learned, the more we realized a tripod animal, dog, cat, probably, I don't know about how horses would do, but a dog or cat will do just fine on three legs. They can't run probably as fast or as far or as long as a four-legged dog, but they can do basically everything a four-legged animal can do. They just can't do it as much.
Yeah, you know, I was watching the story that was told about Jerry. You mentioned Jerry briefly at the beginning of our conversation. Jerry is Renee and Jim's dog and really what started the tripod movement. I'm going to call it a movement and a resource and a community. And I watched the excerpt from the show, and they talked about how, you know, he was so energetic and enthusiastic and loved to play. And I just teared up watching how happy he was to be alive. And this was post amputation, post cancer. And he was having an amazing and wonderful, beautiful life. It was just beautiful to watch. So I love the idea of giving a dog who, especially in the case of Cody Ray, was not going to have the option to live. And luckily, the people who found her, the people who rehabilitated her, they took a chance on her, and you guys did as well. And I think I can see why it would be harder to find homes for tripods, but I'd love for you to share what it's like having a tripod in your family and why somebody would consider adopting a dog or cat or animal with only three of their legs.
Just as loving and just as crazy and just as much fun. And, you know, Cody Ray was a lot of fun. We just lost her earlier this year, but she lived for 13, basically 13 and a half years on three legs. So, you know, that's a full life for a German Shepherd,
I would say.
Yeah, I mean, as we said, she exceeded her expiration date, really, because generally, on average, German Shepherds live maybe 12 years. We took, you know, very good care of her and limited her activity as much as we could. Like, as a young dog, she was absolutely crazy. There's videos on that's one of the reasons she made it into the spotlight video, was we actually had three tripod German Shepherds there that day, and the director Joe said, you know, let's have them each run, we'll take video of that. And then all of a sudden he pulls out a jump and he goes, we need you to jump over this. And it was like, ends up, Cody Ray had jump training early on, because we had another four-legged dog who was completely crazy and energetic, and we had taken him to agility, and we would do agility practice in the backyard with his name was Smokey. And Cody was there and was like, I'm going to do it too.
I don't want to be left out.
Yeah. She wants me to be left out. And so when he goes, we want you to go over the jump, it was like, I go, she's the only one that's got jump training. And it took three or four tries, but she finally got it done. You know, one of the ultimate moments in the video, I guess you might say. But that was just by chance, because of where she had the energy and the physical ability to do that.
And you're talking about Patrick Stump's video for the song Spotlight?
Yeah. Patrick Stump. We actually went down. That was done in Hollywood.
Awesome.
In a park down there back in January of 2011.
That's great. And that was a great video, a great song with a really positive and powerful message. So I love that she was part of that. Now, I know you said you did a lot of research when you were adopting and thinking about even fostering her originally. Can you share some things people should be aware of if they're considering a tripod?
It's what you finally start to realize with a tripod is they've only got one leg left on that end, and whether it's the front or the rear. And you have to think about the balance between, I need my dog to be in physical condition, but that joint has a limited lifespan, and I don't want the joints in that leg to wear out before they should.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, but it doesn't sound like you need to have special apparatus or anything special to accommodate them. I mean, I'm thinking of a person who loses a leg, right? You know, we need crutches and walkers and wheelchairs and lifts and ramps. It doesn't sound like you really needed to accommodate a tripod in any of those ways, or is that right?
Well, no, you typically don't. But, you know, now you can get, there is some work being done, just so people know, if you have a dog or a cat that's injured, you know, you can get replacement paws and that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
And there's people working on that. The problem with animals tends to be that a human is able to say, I need to compensate for having an artificial leg. Whereas with a dog, kind of their genetic makeup is such that it can be difficult for them to make that use it the way it's meant to be used. Some have done really well on prosthesis, but the success has been a little inconsistent, I guess you might say. But that whole technology is, it's a technology that's being worked on, and there's improvements being made.
That's great. Although I'm thinking of my dog and how much she hates wearing clothes. And the videos of dogs, when you put shoes on them at first, they don't really like to be accommodated in those sorts of ways. So I can see what you're saying, that it could take a little getting used to, and they may not take to it.
Yeah, and I think the bigger thing with the tripods now is what we do is, you know, as they age and they start to slow down, find ways to help them. You know, we have something as simple as a towel sling to, like, with a dog missing a rear, you can just help them with the sling. Or if they're missing the front, you do the same thing. You just put the sling underneath them and help them up and down. Or you can get the carts that, like, we have one that supports the back end of the dog. So if they're missing a leg back there, and as they get older, they'll they'll tend to lose the function of that single remaining leg.
Because it's doing so much of the work, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other thing you got to realize, the thing people don't think about at first, but on a dog, you figure the front of the dog is doing 60 to 70% of the work. I think it depends on breed or whatever. So when you lose a rear, you're not losing as much as when you lose a front. So overall, the dogs missing or cats missing rears, missing rear legs, have a little easier time than ones that are missing fronts.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, you have more experience with tripods than just Cody Ray. You also have Travis Ray. Can you tell us about Travis Ray?
Well, he's now 11 and a half years old almost. He was he's a big boy German Shepherd that came out of Monterey County. He was found in a backyard. He was missing a paw when he was found. The owner said it had fallen off, but something happened. Anyway, the decision was made to amputate his leg. He had his left rear leg removed. And that was back in 2009. So he's now, a little over 10 years in his tripod life. Mm-hmm. And he's just he's the only one we have left at this point. We had three tripod German Shepherds for quite some time. And another one, Austin Ray, who just lost a couple weeks ago. He was a whole nother story. he had a real bad early life.
So he was a tripod as well.
Yeah, he was picked up in Stanislaus County back in 2011, wandering around someplace, and he was already missing a leg when he was picked up.
Wow.
And he was just a real sweet, sweet dog. One of the nicest temperamented German Shepherds you'd ever want to be around. So he was very special. He was a dog I could take anywhere, and he got along with everybody, and
yeah,
he was great.
I love that. Now, you had mentioned that Renee and Jim wrote a book called Be More Dog. Tell me a little about that book.
it's more about the lessons learned from being with a dog, which is Be More Dog is just, you know, be in the moment. And I mean, what is the famous thing? What time is it? It's now. And that's kind of the concept. It's just like, we get too hung up on what was and what might be, but what about right now? And don't lose vision of that. Because when you've got a dog like a tripod, and you know, for them with Jerry, it was a lot of the dogs we have that come to owners who come to the tripod site that have a tripod, a big percentage of them lose their legs due to cancer of some sort.
Okay.
Most commonly osteosarcoma. And part of that is, it was what happened with Jerry, was he was in all this pain. And what happens is you do the amputation and it removes the pain. And people talk about, I just got the dog back that I haven't had for a couple of years. Because this disease builds slowly and they slowly decline. And then one day they're limping around. And when you take that off, the pain's gone. But then you're still dealing with the cancer. And as with Jerry, I think he lasted 17 months after the amputation, and that's actually probably more than above the average of how long animals last after that. But what everybody realizes after the amputation is, I need to live and enjoy the life I have right now, because I don't it's going to last.
Yeah.
there's no
very inspiring story. Yeah. I'm going to put a link to their story on the PBS show in the show notes, because it really was quite moving to get to, you know, hear the story of how it all started for them.
It's a great story.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I just really enjoyed learning about the tripod community. It wasn't something I was familiar with because I hadn't dealt with it before. I think this is the sort of thing that typically you know nothing about. You're just not even aware of until it comes into your life. But I've really enjoyed and appreciated getting to know this community because it, you know, it's about how much you love dogs and being able to have the dog in your life as long as possible, feeling wonderful, and that it's not a death sentence, that it can actually be a life sentence to be a tripod. I'm so inspired by all of it.
Well, it's been incredible being a part of that community. However many years ago before this started, I would be having three-legged German Shepherds. I would have said, you're crazy. How would that ever happen?
Is there anything else that you want us to know that you want to share?
Really just tripods can be a lot of fun. It's an incredible community. And it's a good community for people, not just if you have three legs, but if you have a animal with cancer, there's immense information on there about cancer treatments, how to deal with cancer. Even us we haven't had to deal with osteosarcoma, but both Travis had a soft tissue sarcoma we had to have removed, and Cody Ray had quite a bout with cancer. It was actually what finally ended her life, and it was also osteosarcoma. It was up in her jaw. And Smokey had cancer, so the three dogs that we've lost in the last couple of years were all victims of cancer. And because of our experience with tripods and the resources available there, it helped us a lot in getting the treatments we needed for all of them.
Yeah, I was just actually thinking about something that didn't even occur to me till right now. In all the conversations that you and I have had and the research I've done, I guess I just was sort of avoiding thinking about it. I had a German Shepherd mix rescue, and she had run after a squirrel down our deck stairs, and she injured her leg. And, you know, we took her to the vet. It wasn't broken or anything. So, you know, figured she just bruised it or whatever, and it got better. But then later in her life, she ended up having cancer in that leg, right in the spot where she had injured it. And she was older. You know, she lived to be, 15, 16. So she was an older dog when she finally passed. But it just makes me wonder, if they had amputated the leg, could she have had a better or longer life?
Yeah, I mean, it's something, that's what the website's there is, to help you with all those decisions and all the people there who have gone through it and can help guide you through all those difficult decisions, because it is, when it first happens for people, it is losing a leg to cancer is really, really a difficult thing.
Ralph, I want to thank you so much for being on Trista's Plate Story podcast.
I really thank you for having me on, and it's been a pleasure.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to have you, Ralph. Thank you so much. I wish you and your family well, and keep making a difference for the tripod and the dog community.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Trista.
All right, you got it. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to Trista's Plate Story Podcast to get the story behind all those vanity plates driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our partners and sponsors, come see us at platestory.com. That's PL8story.com, and give us the details. If you enjoyed this episode, please drop a review and give us a share. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.